Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Deuteronomy 1, I just want to remind you of the basic biblical truth tonight. I titled this The God of Increase, or you can title it maybe Biblical Economics or Biblical Prosperity. I just want to touch on a few things just to put us in the right perspective for the new year. I like to start from this thought that sometimes in life, when life throws up stuff at us, there is a tendency for our mind to begin to think in a certain way. But no matter what life has thrown at us tonight, and I'm saying it under God, that there is in your life and in my life a God of increase. And God's desire for each one, every one of us, is that we should embrace Him as that. He's a God of increase. God of increase means there is no limit. We should, in 2020, for example, unlimit God in our lives. I mean, I'm up to date with the WAFBEC that is going on in our city here, which is, it's a very mighty part of the move of God that we are experiencing in our nation. I'm not there physically, but people are sending summaries to me. But the truth is that the theme of how God is dealing with His church today is still running through that conference. And it's a conference where people are speaking over our nation. And hey, on one part, if you read the news, it's totally or contrary to what the Word of God is saying, what the spiritual atmosphere is saying. But I'm just here tonight to remind you, we are believers. It means we trust in the living God, whose promises are yes and amen for us in Christ Jesus. There are things we call our redemption realities. In other words, there are things that have been freely given to us by reason of our relationship with Christ Jesus. And so we can't afford to limit God. We can't reduce this, our God, to our various individual experiences. God is a God of increase. God is the all-sufficient one. And I pray that as we remind ourselves of this basic biblical truth tonight, the God of increase will be active in our lives. Deuteronomy chapter 1, I read from verse 6 to 15. And I believe it's still a charge that God is speaking to us concerning this 2020 and the new decade. He said, "The Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, 'You had dwelled long enough at this mountain.'" I don't know what your experience is. God is charging us tonight. He said, "Turn and take your journey and go into the mountains of the Amorites. There are lands to be taken. There are new territories that are being delivered to people. So to all the neighboring places in the plain and in the mountains and in the lowland and the south on the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites, Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and to give them and their descendants after them. That's where we fit in. And I spoke to you at that time saying, I alone am not able to bear you. That's Moses talking. He said, the Lord your God has multiplied you. And here you are today as the stars of heaven in multitude. He said, may the Lord God of your father make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are. And bless you as he has promised you. May the Lord our God make you 1,000 times. May the Lord our God, the God of our fathers, make us 1,000 times numerous as we are. And bless us as he has promised. He said, Moses was now still encouraging the people. He said, how can I alone bear your problems and your body and your complaints? He said, choose wise. That's the charge of the Lord in 2020. Understanding and knowledgeable men from among your tribes. And I will make them heads over you. Verse 14, and you answered me and said, the thing which you have told us to do is good. So I took the heads of your tribes, wise and knowledgeable men, and make them heads over you, leaders of thousands, leaders of hundreds, leaders of fifties, leaders of tens, and officers of your tribe. You know, one of the scriptures God has given us for this year is Isaiah 54, or for this decade, where he says, enlarge. And that's just a repeat of that. God is calling us to enlarge the place of our tent because he's a God of increase. With our walk with God, we should not have a better last year. Our walk with God should grow because we are dealing with a God of increase. The Bible describes him as a God of more than enough. So, happy 2020 once again. And we're already in the flow. So, I'm charging you here tonight to begin to focus on the things God has spoken to you as an individual. Even if you didn't prepare for this year, as you do your devotion, daily devotion, here, put your ears or your head on God's heart. Let him be able to communicate with you. So this new year and this new decade has presented unto us new opportunities to either begin again, opportunity to expand, but above all, opportunity to increase. In this year, I will say to you, because we are walking with the God of increase, we are born to do things we have never done before. And we are equipped to understand things we never understood before. But those things can come, I keep repeating because I kept hearing it, can only come as we yield to and walk with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Just to remind us, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, in the Amplified, please. Ephesians chapter 2, it says, for we are his workmanship. So we are dealing with the God of increase. We are his workmanship. We are on an assignment, his own masterwork, the work of heart. So there are things you have not seen about yourself that is being revealed to you this year. There are things you've not understood about yourself that will be revealed to you this year. We have his own masterwork, a work of his heart. But we are created in Christ Jesus. So there are things, we call them redemption realities, that you begin to see actually the reality of those things in your life this year. An increase is one of them. Praise the Lord. So, in your finances, is 1,000 times. In your walk with God, 1,000 times. In your relationship with people, 1,000 times. So, because we are dealing with a God of increase. So, we are spiritually transformed. We are renewed, ready to be used for good works. One of the things the Holy Spirit have said to me concerning this year, that if you are passionate, if any one of us in Lighthouse is passionate about the work of God's kingdom, if you are addicted to sponsor the gospel, the Lord our God will feed that addiction this year. You missed a good place to say amen. Yeah. You know that those who are addicted to substance, they feed the addiction. So God is saying to us as a people that if any one of us can yield ourselves to be addicted to him this year in terms of promoting his cause, because he's a God of increase, he will increase you 1,000 times. He said, for good works which God prepared for us beforehand, taking part which he set, that we will walk in them and live in the good life which he prearranged and ready for us. So we need to cooperate with the God of increase to experience that increase. So he wrote to Israel, he said, you have circled this mountain long enough. I don't know the pattern of thought that you brought into 2020, but it will have me to remind you tonight that you are dealing with him, a God of increase. And you must prepare yourself, open your heart, and experience that increase. John chapter 14, verse 26. Just talking about this God of increase. How? He has empowered us. It's about the helper. Can we go? Just stay with me in the Amplified translation, please. So he's a God of increase. In your work this year, he has made help available to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know people talk about helper of destiny, but this is the number one helper of destiny. So, get into the flow. The year is already here. So, the Holy Spirit is waiting to walk you through this year. And it's not something that you are looking for or something that you look forward to when you get to church. It resides on the inside of you. He works with you. I mean, that's why I was asking. How was your first week at work? Because he's ever, you know, when somebody is an helper, it means the person is readily available. This year, you will make business decisions. It's readily available. This year, you will change your job. It's readily available. This year, your work with God, we assume a new dimension, is readily available. So, he's our helper. And for us to understand what the word helper means, it now puts it in brackets about the six-dimensional help we can receive from the Holy Spirit. He said he is our comforter. He is our comforter. He is our comforter. When you are beaten in the marketplace this year, because, I mean, there is nothing, you don't hold next month, you don't hold next week, but God who holds next week, next month says there is a help available to you and I. So he's our helper, our comforter. And then sometimes we would probably do stuff and he's the ready one to advocate for us, to defend us. So you make proposal this year, he's your advocate. I believe lawyers in the house will understand that. You stand in defense. You know, the starting point is that when we embrace that God of increase, it makes his help available to us. So he's our intercessor. Don't forget, when we are coming into this year, one of the things that became clear is, the need for you to engage him in the place of prayer. And you know, we are starting this Friday, enterprise prayer meeting. Just creating that atmosphere where people who engage in career, in businesses, can come before the Lord. And then instruction comes from him. I don't know about you, if God instructs you to start a business, can that business go down? I don't know about you, that's a God of increase. Because he has made the provision of everything you need from the planning to execution stage. He has made the provision available. If God asks you to expand your business, can that business go through recession? If God says to you, he wants you to diversify. Because why? The helper is available. The helper understood strategy before we discovered strategy. So, he is our counselor. He is our strengthener. He is our standby. the Holy Spirit. And you know, that's part of our redemption package. In Him, the Holy Spirit lives in us because we are living in Him. And so we can engage that helper. I've been saying this and I'm going to repeat it here tonight. Please, as a believer in Christ, you must never get to the point where you confess, I don't know what to do. Because we have the helper. If we are saying that, it means we have not really engaged the helper, our comforter, our advocate, our intercessor, our counselor, our strengthener, our standby. Today is not to break those things down. The Holy Spirit, but we will break it down maybe in one of our services soon, whom the Father will send in His name, in His place, to represent Him. So the Holy Spirit is to us everything the Father is to us, everything Jesus is to us. It's just package. I mean, if the Bible says the glory of the latter day will be greater than the former, when the Father was related to Israel alone, you know what happened. When Jesus came on the scene, you also still know what happened. So we have a combination of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit actively at work in our lives. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. He said, He will help. I understand that there are two words that are used in the Bible that confirm the validity of the scripture. The word will and the word shall. We must never, anywhere you read in the Bible, when you say, He will, it means with certainty, with assurance. And so God is committed to you and I this year. Praise the Lord. Why? He's a God of increase. Why? We are His workmanship. Why? We are on a mission for our King. Praise the Lord. Let's see the God of increase at work. Psalm 115. We read the whole chapter. He said, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name be, to your name give glory because of what? Of your loving kindness, because of your truth, because of your faithfulness. Please, I want you to please take note of those three words there. Can we go to verse 1, please? Thank you. The word loving kindness, the word truth, the word faithfulness. That's the virtue of one person. He's a God of increase. He's true to His word. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. Then He's faithful. It means He's committed to you. He's committed to you. So the psalmist said, not unto us, because left to us, we may still have flaws. But hey, God's loving kindness, God's truth, God's faithfulness, it covers us as we respond to Him. Verse 2. So why should the nation say, where now is their God? But our God is where? In heaven. He does what He pleases. But their own idols are idols of the nation. They are just silver and gold. I'm going somewhere tonight. Because this year, you must know the God of increase, and you must also know the God Mammon. The difference. He said, they are silver and gold, the works of man's hand. Verse 5. They have mouth, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have noses, but they cannot smell. They have hands, but they cannot feel. They have feet, but they cannot walk. Nor can they make a sound with their throats. Those who make them will become like them in 2020. And everyone who trusts in them will become like them in 2020. But you, believers, trust and take refuge in the Lord. Be confident in Him. Cling to Him. Rely on His word. He's their help and their shield. O house of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who reverently fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and is their shield. That is the God of increase that I'm introducing you again to tonight. Psalm 112. When the God of increase is actively in your life, what happens? Psalm 112, he said, praise the Lord. You will have a shouting match all the time. He said, hallelujah. When the God of increase is actively at work in our life, we are blessed. I said we are blessed. And you know, a lot of the time, that's why I love reading Amplified Version. You know, you can just read that in King James and you are gone. But hey, Amplified, we open up. And by the way, if you don't know what that means, whenever you are reading Amplified and you have things in enclosed thing, it means the meaning of the word. So when the Bible says, when the God of increase is actively at work in us, he said we are blessed. It means we are what? So we are not lucky. We are just fortunate. Now, because we are walking in the reality of what Jesus paid for us. Amen? If I give you a ticket or a meal ticket to Sheraton tonight for a dinner, do you, when you get into that place, do you still call the waiters, I want to pay? You are fortunate. You have a meal ticket. As a matter of fact, some meal ticket, they will ask you, can we know your name? There's a table that is already reserved for you. So in 2020, the God of increase has reserved a table for you. And then sometimes those tables, they are marked by your name. So there are things that are tagged in your name in this 2020. And what I'm just reminding you of tonight is that you must begin to walk in the flow. Praise God. So he said to be blessed means to be fortunate. And look at how he manifests himself. It also means to be prosperous. It also means to be favored by God. Can I digress a little bit? If you are a citizen of the United Kingdom, are you really, really blessed? I'm asking the question. Who wants to answer? It's just, that's what it's called, citizen. You still have to pay tax. You still have to, if you, on the ground of the United Kingdom, if you want to live, if you don't want to live in on a street, you still have to rent a house or own a house. But here, when he says you are blessed, that's the God of increase. It's a different. I use United Kingdom. Can you say as a Nigerian, at the moment, you are blessed? Eh? You are blessed. You are blessed. Not because you are in Nigeria. You are blessed because you are a citizen of the kingdom dwelling or living in Nigeria. Praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord. So if you understand how the God of increase works, it simply means when you say you are blessed, that no matter how the economy of Nigeria, I mean, rotate or didn't rotate, you are blessed. You are fortunate to get contracts. You are prosperous to be moving forward with God. And then you are favored by God. That's the God of increase actively at war. So he said, praise the Lord. Your testimony is praises. Is the man who fears the Lord. Can you understand the word fear tonight? You know, sometimes when we say fear, the fear of God, some people think that it's like maybe a heartless father sitting down somewhere, or I don't know the kind of Sunday school that you went. Sometimes those Sunday school teachers, they have a long rope that can reach you anywhere in the room. So some people carry the image. I think this man must have gone to one of those Sunday school. The man can just throw the stick and he hits you, and then you are just, your life is never remained the same all through the service, depending on how close you are to him. But hey, the fear of the Lord means awe-inspired reverence. All I just want to do tonight is to give you a change of perspective. A change of perspective. God is already in 2020 before we got here. Even after 2020, he has gone ahead of us. But we need to embrace him fully so that we can enjoy the increase. I mean, I don't know where I heard this statement. Maybe it's from PG or I was listening to it. See, one of the things that you can do this year to embrace this increase is to have the mindset that I cannot work for everything I need in life. No, some people just think that they just have to work. If you are waiting to work for everything that you need in life, you will work for long, my brothers, my sister. So there is an element of being fortunate. There is an element that the God of increase smiles on you and I. This is an element where is the hand of the God of increase that is prospering us. There is an hand of, an element of his favor resting upon our hard work. You know, I didn't use smart work. I use hard work because God is a worker, so you have to work. But what it means is that a little effort, what you regard as work, is big in the sight of God. Because when you and I work, we are actually giving God an opportunity to express himself towards us. Because God worked. So every believer must be working. It's through that work that God expressed his favor, that God's hand rests upon us. Praise the Lord. So the fear means all the inspired reverence and worship. And then we delight greatly in his commandment. What happens? Our descendants will be mighty on the heart. Our generation will be blessed. Can you imagine? We are already walking in the blessing. So every of our offspring, generation blessings, is activated. So it's like every of our offspring, their own generation will be what? Blessed. So it's blessings over blessings. Blessings that have no room for curses to thrive anymore. Blessings that is in Christ Jesus. And I love, Paul's writing, really. If you, most of the books that he wrote, it will say, blessed be God. Blessed be God. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. So, when he said blessed is God, it means the God we are dealing with is a God of abundance. It's a God that has no limits. It's a God where you think your hand has come. That is just the preamble to his own beginnings. The God of increase. The God of increase. And I want you to please understand. If we are dealing with this God, let's embrace his entirety. The God of increase. The maker of heaven and the earth. The maker of heaven. The maker of the entire universe. Hey, that should sink in as we walk through this year. There is a Yoruba song. I don't know how to interpret it, but it's like we are the sons of the Father. And we walk majestically. Omo baba la wanshe. Ninu Christi Jesu. Nipa igbagbo ninu Christi Jesu. Yeah? Shebi baba wa lo nile. Hey. So you understand the thing that is, we belong to the Father. The Father is the God of abundance, and that access, that privilege, is given to us by our relationship in Christ Jesus. And so we can afford to walk around, not putting our heads down, but with our shoulder high, knowing fully well that he has blessed us. We are not trying to be blessed. He has blessed us. He has blessed us. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:3, he has blessed us with all, not some. In other words, everything that we make our relationship with him to thrive, he has blessed us with it. That's why he has given us his word. That's why he has given us the Holy Spirit. That's why he has given us the ability to be able to pray and engage stuffs. Those who occupy the land, we read from Deuteronomy, we engage them in battle because the land belongs to our Father. Praise God. He said the heavens, even the heavens belong to God, but the heart he has given, not the world, the heart he has given to the sons of men. Praise God. I said, praise God. So he said, our generation is blessed. Wealth, can you see the difference? Most people in the world, they run after riches. But the Bible says, this God of increase, wealth, which swallows up riches, is with him. You know, we have such example in the scripture. Where when people died, the patriarch, Abraham, when he died or he passed on, he left riches for Isaac. Because the Bible says he was rich in silver and in gold. But it was just a matter of time. The Bible says there came a famine. So famine do come on riches. But Isaac was able to reproduce because he knew the God of increase. So wealth, I mean, what Isaac got from Abraham is not actually riches, but the ability to reproduce. Praise God. As I praise the Lord, that sounds like Chinese. So wealth and riches are in his house. And then he's standing with God. He's standing with God. I mean, one of the things about generational blessing, which is being steered in our heart, is your faith in God as a person. That's a baton that we are passing to our own kids. In my lineage, nobody will be tagged poor. I expect you to say that about yourself. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Because I have the God of increase. I am blessed by him. His favor is active at work in me. So it's very important for us. And that's the thing for this year. Let's just do a mind shift. And you will see this God of increase actively in your life, in your workspace, in your business, in your family, even in your walk with God. You will increase this year. The things that used to be concerned for you in previous year, all honestly, this year, you just find out that you mastered them. And you are walking in the reality of your redemption. Praise God. I say, praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. Part of the wealth is divine health. That's why wealth is different from riches. Divine health is part of the wealth. Wealth, I mean, in tangibility, you have joy. You have peace, you have fulfillment, you have money, you have prosperity in its entirety, holding on to that word wealth. Praise the Lord. So our righteousness endures forever. And no matter how hard it is for people in our world, it's a light we always arise in the darkness for the upright. Why? Because the upright is a giver. He's a wealthy man. He's a blessed man. He's always gracious. He's compassionate. He's righteous, upright, in right standing with God. That's what righteousness means. It is well with that man who is gracious and lends. He conducts his affairs with justice. He will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. He will not fear bad news. Why? His heart is steadfast, trusting, confidently relying and believing in what? The God of increase. His heart is upheld. He will not fear. Why he looks with satisfaction on his adversaries? He has given freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His own is exalted in honor. Can you see the blessing upon us? When we focus, when we fix on the God of increase, honor becomes ours. He said, the wicked will see it and be angered. Some people will see God's testimony in your life this year. Amen. And they will just be angry. Amen. But hey, you are blessed. You are favored by the Lord. You are fortunate by the Lord. You are empowered to make progress because your root is in the God of increase.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,